about this because it's been today. John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Look, Jesus is coming towards us. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look, the Father walks towards the prodigal son. For the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so this morning I just want to pray for my brother and friend Rory, for the situation he's found himself in. I want to pray for his friends and colleagues, which are good friends of mine, and for the situation they find themselves in. I want to pray for Kate this morning for having to deal with this and having to stand with Rory and in the midst of this very, very difficult situation. And I also want to recognize this morning for each one of us that we as a church have probably been humbled over these last few years, and I think it's a very good thing. Because this church can't be about us, it has to be about Jesus Christ. It has to be about him. And we as a people are reminded, it says the judgment comes first to the house of the Lord. And the word judgment, I was looking up over the summer, actually means crisis. It says God brings crisis to the house of the Lord. And in a crisis, we have an opportunity to reach out to God and to put our lives in order, because God wants to bring his power and his glory in this church. He wants this church to be an oak of righteousness for the display of his splendor. He wants those outside the community in the city to know of the love of Jesus. He wants people who are waking up this morning who do not know that they can be forgiven and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, that their guilt can be washed away and they can be made right before the Lord. But before they know that message, we too must know that as a church. We must too walk closely and humbly with our God. We too as a church need to deal seriously with the sin in our lives. Those things we struggle with, it's okay to say, yes, I struggle with these things, but let's bring them into the light. As it says in James, if you do have sin in your life, find close friends around you who you can repent with, people who you can be accountable to, people who can say, you know, I can't be dealing with this. If you're struggling with things, please contact me. We'd love to find help for you. We don't want to see people in this church just to be wiped out and destroyed by the enemy, because that is never God's intention. But we as a church, because of the honor of the church and whose name it is, need to come before the Lord with great humility and ask the Lord to show his mercy upon us, because we want to be a church that Jesus is proud of, and we want to be a people that God looks at and says, these are my people in whom I delight in. And so this morning, we're not here to point fingers, but we're here to recognize that when one person hurts, we all hurt. And we all hurt. And I really hurt this morning. So let's just take a moment to pray. And let's also take a moment to allow the Lord to as we humbly come before him. It's not a big, you don't have to jump up and down and make a big thing. We just have to come humbly before our God. That's how it works. And the Lord is faithful, and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and he'll make us blameless before the King. And so let's just take a moment now. So Lord Jesus, we recognize that Rory has done wrong. We recognize, Lord, that he has sinned and that he has let down himself. He's let down his wife, his work colleagues, his friends, the church, the community, many people in the city, many people who would know him in the nation, Lord. We recognize that he has done wrong. But Lord, I thank you that when I was able to meet with him, Lord, that he is a broken man and he is sorry for what he has done. And Lord, I thank you that we don't want to take this lightly and just brush it under the carpet as if that it's dealt with and it's gone. It's not. There's a journey that he's going to have to take. There's a journey that Kate's going to have to take. There's a journey that his colleagues are going to have to take. There's a journey that we as a community are going to have to take. But Lord, we just thank you that you came for sinners like me and like all of us here, Lord. And Lord, we come before you, Lord, in repentance, Lord. And we are so sorry, Lord, for all our sins, Lord, that blot us out, Lord, that make us wrong in your sight, Lord. We are so sorry, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to bring your light into the church, to bring every area of this church into line with your truth. We pray, Lord, that you'll cleanse us all from unrighteousness by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, over these next few weeks, we want to press in and to seek you, Lord. We want to push in, Lord, because we understand that you want to come near to us. And it's the things in our lives that keep you far from us. And Lord, we just thank you that in a funny way, it's an encouragement that you want to draw near to us by revealing these things. And when I was with Rory the other day, he said that a week of prayer and fasting really brought these issues out into the open. And Lord, we want to pursue you again with prayer and fasting and seeking you, Father, Lord. And Lord, we come before you now, Lord, and just pray now, but the blood of the Lamb will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, I just want to thank you for my brother Rory. I want to thank you for his friendship. I want to thank you that he's a really good friend of mine. I thank you for the privilege of being able to stand with him through this. And Kate, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you that as a church, we stand with them, Lord. And we welcome them when they come here, Lord. And we do not condemn them, Lord. But we want to welcome them back as a father stood welcoming the prodigal son back. And he wasn't treated as he was expected, Lord. He treated as he was unexpected to him, Lord. The father welcomed him, put a ring upon his finger, Lord, and a cloak around him, Lord, a cloak of righteousness. And Lord, we want to make this place easy for sinners to come in and easy for sinners to say sorry for what they've done, easy for sinners to be restored, easy for sinners, Lord, to be honored, Lord, because you honor them, Lord, those who come to you. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your humbling of us as a church. And Lord, we just thank you that you say in your word that you give grace to the humble. You say that you pour out your grace. And Lord, we want to pray that you pour out your grace upon the church, Lord. We want to pray, Lord, that your ministry of Jesus will be the ministry of this church, Lord. We want to pray, Lord, that as your ministers, Lord, and as your servants, Lord, that you would make us in the image of your Son. Lord, you are coming back for a spotless bride, Lord, and we want you to work your work within us, Lord. And so I pray that your word would sharpen us, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would reveal those things, and that together, Lord, we would help each other in our weaknesses and would be humble in our strengths. And so this morning, Lord, we want to thank you for your dear, dear Son, Jesus. We want to give him glory and honor and praise. We thank you that you are the worthy of the Lamb, the only one who could open the seal. And Lord, we worship you this morning, Lord. We give you praise. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, may we be a church that honors you, Lord. Help us to be a church that honors you, Lord. Help us to be a church, Lord, that has your reputation in the city, Lord, that is known as a place where sinners can be forgiven and sinners can be set free, and where leaders are humble and people in the church are people as you intended them to be. And so, Lord, we want to come and worship you. We want to come before you and give you glory and thank you and praise, Lord, for you are wonderful. So let's just stand. Let's just thank the Lord for who he is and what he's done for us this morning, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that we stand here, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as Jesus comes towards us. John the Baptist pointed him out, and I'm pointing him out this morning. Jesus is here. The blood of the Lamb, the Lamb that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, is here. I'm pointing him out to you this morning as John the Baptist did. Look who's coming, Jesus, the Lamb who uncleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We welcome you in this place, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Grow us up, Lord. Mature us, Lord. We don't want to be children just drinking milk, Lord. We want to stand. We want to grow and mature, Lord, in the gifting to be prophets, to be teachers, to be evangelists, Lord. All the things, Lord, that you bring to mature the church, to build up the body, so we're no longer swayed by this teaching and that teaching, Lord, that we stand upon a rock, Lord, in a society that is blown around by every wind of teaching, Lord. We want to stand and be established, Lord, now, so that we can be part of your rebuilding, Lord, rebuilding the ancient walls, Lord, rebuilding the city, Lord, raising up the age-old foundations, Lord, establishing a place, Lord, for your glory, Lord, seeing this community and city restored, Lord, to seeing lives transformed, Lord, to see the liberties to be a place of liberty, Lord. And so let's stand as Paddy leads us in worship, Lord. Let's have our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus now. Let's fix our eyes. Let's do it now, Lord. Change is difficult, change is hard, but it's a necessary part of life. It reminds us where we need to put our hope, and it gives people, old and new, new opportunities to step up and to grow and to be part of what God is doing at Core. If a caterpillar remains in a cocoon, it will never have the benefit of the beautiful butterfly that has matured out of the process of change. And so with change comes opportunity. So goes my notes. Let's go find it. It's an opportunity, isn't it? So I must have left it at home. Never mind. So what I want to remind us this morning is this whole picture we've mentioned many times out of Ezekiel 47. And it's a vision of worship and God's presence. And in the picture of Ezekiel 47, many people will be familiar with the picture. It's a picture of the re-establishment of worship. And the temple is re-established amongst the people. And out of the back gate, water begins to flow. It starts off as a drop. Then it becomes an ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. It's good enough to swim in. And then becomes an unstoppable force. But wherever the water is, there's life. And wherever the water flows, there's transformation. Salt water is transformed by fresh water. Rivers are teeming with life, trees full of fruit lining the river. And it's a picture of the Spirit of the Lord coming upon his church, going out of the church and transforming the community. A few months ago, we had a Sunday evening service where we started worshiping, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the worship team. And we had an incredible outpouring of God. It's the most powerful outpouring I've seen since I've been here. We had those who were leading the worship kneeling down, weeping and crying and worshiping. We had those who maybe would be more resistant to things the Spirit had been asked to pray for. We had people who were just in the presence of God, and reminded me again of God's intention of pouring his Spirit upon the church. And we want to see God's presence released in greater and greater power, because God's presence changes the atmosphere and God's presence brings transformation. And so we as a church are positioning and calling upon the name of the Lord to release fresh living water, to release God's presence into the heart of the church, to pray to God to release his living water into the church so we can release God's presence into the heart of the community. For wherever the Spirit is, or wherever the water is, there's life and there's liberty. It's an unstoppable force changing the spiritual atmosphere and bringing God's transforming power. God's presence in us enables us to be God present in the church and in the community. We are planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. The purpose of transformation is that things will be different. Christ came to bring the ultimate transformation through what he did upon the cross, to reconcile God to man, then in order that he can reestablish those things that have been destroyed by the works of the enemy. The purpose of transformation is this, that they will rebuild the ancient ruins, restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. His presence in us, through us, upon us, his Spirit enables us to be God's salt and light in a dark, dark world. And we want to position this church and the churches within the cities on meeting up with leaders and pastors, that we have the same heart, that we want to see God visit the city of Dublin. We want to see God visit our churches. We want to see God visit our communities. We want to see God visit our place of work. We want to see God visit our schools. We want to see God visit our political institutions. And we want to position the church for visitation of the Holy Spirit. We want to pray and ask God for an increase and an appetite for the things of God that attract his presence. We're praying that God will release unity and work out those things in us that are disunity. We want God to bring to the church his holiness. We want God to bring in our lives generosity so that we reflect what the Father's like to us. We want to be a people of faith because it's impossible to please God without it. It's also the fuse and the detonator for the coming of his kingdom. We want to be a people of humility who actually give glory to God and get out of the way. And so over these next few months, we want to continue to push in with what God has called us to do. And just on a very practical note, over this particular season, we're going to focus on main service on a Sunday morning, because it just enables us to pull our resources together and enables us to gather together, enables us to worship, enables us to continue seeking the Lord together. But on the second Sunday of the month, which will be starting from next week, we're having an evening, which will be the one evening service we have, which will be the second Sunday of the month, which will be in opposite to the family service, so that if you can't make the family service or the family service is not your thing, we have, it should be everybody's thing, by the way, Catherine, but we're going to have an evening called Equipping the Saints, and we're using an evening as an opportunity to train God's people for the ministry of Jesus. And the first one we're having next week is one on prayer and intercession. And we have a lovely lady who's going to come called, if I remember her name, I should say it all for me. Can you say that aloud for me, please? Margaret Kuehl is coming to teach us about accessing God's transforming power through prayer. And I want to encourage as many of us to be there as possible, because prayer is, God has called us all to be prayers. God has called all of us to speak to God. God has called all of us. It's not the special few. It's fact, it's for everybody. And it's actually, it's the very fuel, it's the thing that enables us to really grow and be transformed and be part of what God's doing. So it's going to be at 7 o'clock through to 9 o'clock tomorrow, next week in the evening. So come along, come and join us to pray, because we want to see these things happen. We want to see God's transforming power. We want to see God's lives change. We want to see this church set on fire. We want to see the community change. And it doesn't happen by sitting around drinking coffee, even though we can do that after praying. But it's through the prayer. Why did Jesus come to model prayer? Because that is how it works. It doesn't work by good strategies or great preaching or great work. It doesn't work that way. It starts off, if my people who are called by name humble themselves and I will do what? I will heal the land. I will restore. I will transform. It's that easy, but will we do it? And I'm saying we've got to do it, because we're not going to see change unless we start bending the knee and saying, Lord, please, will you have mercy on us? Please, will you humble us? Please, will you move? Please, will you deal with the sin in our lives? And please, heal this land. And so we're going to be building in places and opportunities for us to seek the face of God. And at the end of the month, I think it's from the 27th, on the 27th, 28th and 29th, we're going to have 3 days of prayer and fasting. Not like last time where we had a whole week, but we're going to have an opportunity again to press into God. And we'll let you know more about these things as they come. We also want to develop the social aspect of this church, the sense of people belonging, that people can come along to things. Last year we had a fantastic, last term we had a great curry night, which was fantastic, when many people came along to that. We had a picnic in the park. We had the guys playing down the local pub, and we went along to be part of that. And we want to have opportunities where we can bring people along who are not part of the church. We also want to have opportunities where the church begins to take responsibility for welcoming people within within this church. We want to change the community so on a Sunday that it's not Kath and I who take people home, it's let's look out for people who want to come home for lunch. Because we can do this together. We want to create an environment where people here, we all are looking out for other people. We're all welcoming people. We all want to find out what's going on. We all want to open up to hospitality. So we want to create an environment where people begin to get to know us. As you get to know people, they begin to open their hearts up. When people open their hearts up, we have an opportunity to really get to know people properly. And that's why it's so powerful, hospitality. And so we're going to be looking at how we can open the church up, both in opportunities to meet and hang out, but opportunities for us as a church to show hospitality and kindness to those who come into the city. I just met up last week with those from Alpha Ireland who are in January, February time, they're launching the National Alpha Initiative, where they want to develop alphas throughout the city and the nation, and that's something that we want to be part of. We're not quite sure what it's going to look like yet, and we've got to build fresh teams and things, but we've looked at potential locations as the Clock Pub, because it's a fantastic location, it's in the community, it's got great facilities there, and so that's a part of the thing we're going to be looking at. So what I don't really want to do this morning is spend too much more time on what's ahead, because I've said quite a lot already. But I think the thrust of what I want to say is this, is that God is calling us as a people to pray. God is calling us as a people to seek his face. God is calling us and wanting to teach us how to create and build a house of prayer. Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. What does that mean? My house, my church, will be a house of prayer for all nations. And it's out of that that God is going to establish his church, his churches in the city, and we're going to see amazing things. So I want to encourage you, if prayer is something that you think is not for me, well, it is for you. Let me tell you, as your pastor, it is for you. It's for all of us. We're all called to pray, every single one of us. In the same way, we're all called to speak. And to listen and to hear. So you too are called to pray. And if my people are called by name, you are called by his name. And you humble yourself, which means actually I'm going to have to do this. I'd like to do something else. I'd actually quite like to do this. But actually I'm going to humble myself and say actually I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. And I'll do that later. And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to seek you. And I'm going to pray that you would humble us and heal our land. Because boy, does it need healing, doesn't it? As we know within our church, within all of our lives. And so let's, before we do the notices, shall we just stand and let's just together pray for the new term. And Lord Jesus, we're all on a team together, Lord. We've been called by you. We've been, we're your children, Lord. We've been bought by your blood, Lord. We've been born again. We've been born into your family. And Lord, you have a plan and purpose for each one of us here. And each one of us, Lord, has a part to play in this church. And Lord, we're in a situation, Lord, where we, in a wonderful way, have to trust in you. And Lord, I want to really pray this morning, Lord, that you would release upon your church a fresh anointing. Anointing of pursuing you, Lord, until you come and pour out your righteousness upon us. Lord, I want to really pray, Lord, that you would raise up prayer in a new way in this church. That you'd raise up prayer, Lord, that would get your attention. You'd raise up prayer, Lord, that would heal us and heal the land. That you'd raise up prayer, Lord, that would heal the community, Lord, and would transform this church and your community, Lord. Lord, we want to cry out to you until your fire comes, Lord. We recognize that you come firstly to the house of God with your judgment or your crisis before you come to that of the world. And Lord, we want to welcome that to us, that we may be refined. And Lord, I want to pray now, Lord, for the season we enter into, Lord. I want to pray that it'll be a season of blessing. I pray, Lord, it'll be a new season where the old is gone and the new has come. Lord, we want to enter into a new time and a new place. And Lord, we want to welcome all the wonderful things that you have ahead for us. And Lord, we thank you that you've called us to be your people, Lord, and to make a difference. And Lord, we want to walk that out under your guidance and under your leadership. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So what we're going to do then is we're going to quickly look at the notices, and we quickly flick through them. If that's okay, that'd be great. So this is just to remind us of the first one of our training evenings called Equipping the Saints to Build Up the Body of Christ. The theme is Assessing God's Transforming Power Through Prayer. And it's going to be next Sunday at 7 to 9 o'clock. We'll have a time of worship, and then we'll have a time of teaching, and then obviously a time of ministry at the end. And all are welcome. So please put that in your diary, and please come along. Next one. And please also all welcome, meaning anybody. So bring friends from other churches who want to use the resources to bless others. Secondly, the music session at the local pub, The Clock, which is just down the road. Keep going down there, about 200 yards on your left. And we have a wonderful group of musicians in the church who once a month gather at 8 o'clock rather than clock. And they play all sorts of music, ranging from traditional Irish music to folk to bluegrass to some of the songs you'll hear in the charts. And it's a wonderful time. We come along. You can either come along to listen, you come along and bring your instrument, you can come along and just to hang out. But it's an opportunity to get to know each other in the church, get to know people in the community, and it's great to see just with the great musicians we've got in the church who come and do that. So please come along and join us on Friday the 10th of September. Next one. Again, here we go. Prayer is on our heart. Prayer is starting again on the 13th of September, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Not this Monday, the Monday after. And we want to gather to pray, to see God, and to see him come. And so we really want to build this group of people together so that it becomes a group of people who are really committed to seeing God coming. So please put that in your diary as a priority. That'd be great. And I think finally, okay, brilliant. So what we're going to do now, if I could ask the small group if they could come and do the collection. And this is part of our worship to the Lord. And it's really important. And we're going to be talking about the whole idea about generosity and giving again as over these next few months, because God wants us to be a generous church, because it's out of the giving of God's people that we facilitate the ministry of the church.